Janet Hoff and the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, mostly cloudy, a few flurries possible early, and then rising temperatures. The Racine Unified School District is close to purchasing the Sturtevant Sportsplex in Renaissance Business Park. Unified and the owner have reached a tentative agreement subject to school board review and approval. David Hazen, Chief Operations Officer, says in a statement the district will spend the next few months looking closer at the site with community members part of the feasibility study process.
The current soccer, volleyball, and basketball portion of the facility will be a great addition to the district's athletic facilities. The location of the Sturtevant Sportsplex also will provide a means to increase our educational options in this growing area of the community.
No purchase price has been announced with the proposed deal. The last time Sportsplex was in the news came last year. The last time Sportsplex was in the news came last year with Renaissance School getting the necessary rezoning from the Sturtevant Village Board to convert the Sportsplex into a 4K through 8th grade Lutheran school. The Racine County Board was back in business after almost a month of inactivity, approving a number of outstanding resolutions from late 2015. Supervisor Q.A. Shakur recommended support for a resolution transferring $10,000 within the budget for the Ridgewood Care Center to give the medical director on a contract with Wheaton Franciscan a performance bonus.
The 2015 contract for the medical director is $29,700. And I'd just like to say that we're fortunate to have such a medical director. The cost is low. To have other professionals come before us as a medical director could cost the county possibly three times the current cost or more.
Another opposes Assembly Bill 90 and any legislation expanding the subpoena process. Supervisor Ron Molnar noting it could allow uncontrolled access to a person's private information. Also approved was a $10 administrative fee for park reservations and cancellations, more than 70% done last year with credit cards, with a fee to the county for each one. It looks like police squad cars in the village of Sturtevant will be outfitted with new computers soon, thanks to a donation last year from S.C. Johnson to the South Shore Fire Department. Village board members during a committee meeting were told by Administrator Mary Cole that because the amount Sturtevant owed the fire department for capital expenses was reduced by the donation amount, there's money remaining in that account. Police Chief Sean Marshke said the current squad computers can no longer be updated.
Our officers will not be able to issue citations with the current computers that we have in the car unless we do switch over.
The Sturtevant Village Board will decide final authorization for the purchase of the new police squad car computers next week. A charge of conspiracy to deliver heroin filed against a Kenosha man was dismissed by a Racine County Circuit Court judge today at the request of the district attorney's office. 35-year-old Salminio Webster was charged in December after being arrested in his Kenosha home. According to the criminal complaint, an agent with the Racine County Metro Drug Unit developed information that Webster was involved in the distribution of heroin in both Racine and Kenosha counties. According to Racine County DA Rich Cipetti, the Racine County charges were dropped because everything alleged in the complaint happened in Kenosha County. Charges have not yet been filed there. Online records indicate Webster is still being held in the Racine County Jail on a hold. Racine County Judge Eugene Gasarkevich has extended an order allowing county jail staff to force-feed a man charged with making a bomb threat to the courthouse. The order on 46-year-old Lee Lucas was extended another 3 weeks, with a hearing scheduled February 1st. He also ordered a psychological evaluation of Lucas to determine the issue of competency regarding possible trial. The bomb threat back on October 26th was traced to a payphone outside some Lathrop Avenue businesses. It led to evacuation and closure of the courthouse that morning. With the downtown Racine Hospitality Center no longer able to have overnight housing of the homeless in cold weather, and with a growing need, the pastor of First Baptist Church at 3117 Lathrop Avenue said they are staying open to help those in need. Pastor Holly Anderley, who's also with the Continuum of Care in Racine, acknowledges it's a temporary help for a problem that needs a greater solution. The church is staying open from 7 at night through 7 in the morning on nights like last night with below zero temperatures. Janet Hoff, AM 1400. WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.